God, good morning, God. Here I am, here I am, checking in with you. Good morning, God. How many of you are sports fan? Raise your hand. You was in the past tense, some people. And I love sports, but different ways, like not like everyone else, and I believe. When I was in high school, I was part of the varsity badminton team. And I love the ball games, but the ball is too big. One time I tried out, the ball hit on my face, I knocked out. I couldn't manage myself, so I felt like basketball game is not for me to be in it. I can watch the game, but not in it. So I tried out for the tennis, and the racket was too hard and too heavy. After playing the wrong game, my arm got tired, so I said, well, this is not my game either. So thankfully, in my high school, they have a badminton team. It's a small rocket and shuttle there. So I decided to try out. And then running all around the court was too hard. So I try out for the double one. So I can just stand right in front of the net and just stroke down. That was my sport. I love it. I can straighten it out here and use my brain, make sure that the shuttle is right there in the shuttle and to smash the people with the shuttle. That was my job. Somehow I did a great job, and I was winning continuously, and then I got into the Southern California Championship too, and it was amazing. And the coach was surprised me getting into that higher level because I didn't want to run around. And, you know, I can walk, but I run around the court. It was so hard. So that's why intentionally I decided to be a double badminton team. I felt like I needed to do some exercise for the health reason. So I got into it, and then somehow I let it up again and again. But not like the first intention I had, just for the good health reason. Later on, when I get into game more and more, how would you like to win? How would you like to be the number one? And I'll become a competitive. And then I start to run and back and forth. I move back and forth and decide right there. And coach was kind of impressed by my movement at the court because in the beginning of my game, usually I stand here and watch and try to read the minds of the people so I can get to the place before they hit the shuttle and do the stuff. But when I get into the game, I move my feet and move around, even going backward and smash from the back. And then that was amazing improvement. The only reason I had at that time was not just a good health, but winning. I was so focused on winning game. Some of you are high schoolers, and you guys are in a wrestling games. Some people play sports in soccer game, basketball game. You are not in the game to lose, right? Are you guys not like me? I think so. You wanted to win whenever you play games, right? And that was the goal we had. And also, we do need to have a sportsmanship. If we do not win, we respect others and cheer them up and then to congratulate other people. That is a sportsmanship. Life is the same way. We are not born to die. When we're born into this world, purposely, God has amazing vision of our lives. And pursuing that vision and going for it with a full gear will give us joy and an amazing cheer and an amazing thrill in our lives. Some people are having a hard time to have a joy in their lives, even in a Christian walk, because they're aimless. Paul clearly in this passage, today's passage, mentioned that he is not running aimlessly, not shooting the gun up in the air, not hitting the target. We have a hunter there, Rob, and Jeff is somewhere, and they shoot the target, right? Do you shoot up in the air? No, right? You see the target and shoot it, right? That is a sport. Life is the same way. Don't waste your time and be focused on what God giving you through the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we are confused what kind of life we would like to have. Sometimes we are confused what kind of game we are in. When I went to the baseball game, well, actually, finally, after living in this state 1.5 years, finally, I found myself the Cubs game on Thursday. Thankfully, Cubs won. It was a good game for many, many people who were there. And then, it's inning three, inning four, and then Cubs are hitting the ball. Start from home base, first base, second base, third, coming back home. They score. Christians, we start with the home base in Christianity on Sunday. We go into the Monday's life, and then the second base Tuesday life, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Someone never come back home. They are not scoring in their life, recharging themselves. When they're in the field, they are living in tension. They are not getting the resource of rest where you and I can have in the home base. And then coming back home again and again, sometimes we feel like we are not going to the any direction, but keep throw the ball, keep hitting the ball, and keep coming back home base for Christ, for your life. And that is the way to score the games. When that was the first time, last Thursday was the first time I found myself in the baseball stadium for the Cubs game. It was amazing. My husband, son, and I, and with his coworker and friends from his workplace, we went there together. It was fun, just having fellowship in a whole group of the people. But we got a very good seat, but it was a shadow place. Gradually, it was shadowing, overshadowed by that all stuff, and it got cold. And I needed to defrost my body so I can watch the game continuously. So I'm poking my hubby. No, I'm frozen in here. I needed to defrost my body so my brain can pay attention to the game. So he and I walk around the stadium to find it a sunny spot in the stadium. While we are walking around, I got to observe the people. And some people were there for drinking beer. Just continuously. Did someone paid more beer, pay for the drinking beer than is it this ticket itself? Because it's the one cup I asked, it's $7. And then the Cubs game, the baseball game ticket was very cheap that time because it's a preseason game, I was told. But I said, they spend more money on it because and some people, they spend money on it, the nacho things, and they were going into the nacho instead of paying attention to the game. Some people are chatting around. And they are in the sports stadium right there. But I said, the people drift away from the main purpose why they were there. Why they are enjoying, but is it they are there to watch the game? But is it they are paying attention to the other stuff? We Christians, we know that we are in the God's game, holy game, and that God has a rules for it. But sometimes we drift away our attention. We pay attention to some other things or other stuff instead of keeping main things to be main. That case, we are not fully enjoying what we are doing for a purpose God given to us in our lives. That was an amazing game. But it's after the game on the same day when the son and I, my husband and I got home, we got to watch the Bulls game, another Chicago Bulls game, right? It was so amazing. If you know me, I'm not really, really into the sports like some or some other folks in the congregation. I watched the game in order to have a peace in the house and to cheer my hubby up, try to be a good wife, to love the things my hubby loved. And I got to learn a lot of things by just sitting right next to him. But that moment that on Thursday, the 2.2 seconds left, Watson, and it threw the three-point shoot, and then he made it to the ring. He tied it up, the game. Even though the person like me, I said, wow! Can it be happen? 2.2 second left. I thought it was a winning game for the Heat, but it was a, he turned the whole things upside down. And then after that, they got it overtime. Definitely, Bulls won later on, right? And if you saw that, that was an amazing turn. If your life feels like you're losing game, don't give up. Even to the 2.2 second left in your personal life, don't give up. We as a Christian, we are in definitely winning game. And yet, do not let go of the tension in your life like the Heat in Miami did. If you let go of it, at the last minute, the game can turn over. Do not let go of it until God finally called you, come home, and your life, my life, ended up in the heavenly place. Don't give up. Throughout our lives, we might experience ups and down a lot. And then during that time, we might question God, why these things happen to me? It is okay to question, but don't stop there. Keep walking, keep journeying, put your chin up, because our God is a victorious God. God does not want you to be a loser. God does not want me to be a loser, because the game is already won for you and me through the resurrection of Jesus Christ we experienced last Sunday in celebration. Through the confirmation class, our confirmant, our young men and women experienced many things, emotionally ups and down we had. We cried together, we laughed together, and also we explored other kinds of a possibility how to pursue the knowledge of God by visiting the Buddhist temple, by visiting Islamic temple, by meeting the leaders of other religious way of believing God. We explored those possibilities. Instead of making a cookie-cutter Christian here, we challenge ourselves, our faith. Is this the right one we would like to confirm? This young man and woman, Simon, Wesley, and Bailey, they said, yes, it is the right faith. I would like to bet all my into it. They took this journey, this yes, Lord, moment very seriously. They start the new journey from today by making their public face in front of you guys. They know that it is not the end of journey. Some of you questioning me and questioning our confirmant, while we are having just 2 months of confirmation class instead of 2 years. In the past, we had a 2 years of confirmation class, and while we are having just 2 months instead of 2 years, my answer to you, for those people who have this question, is this. They are taking an intensive course. Not like last year or years before. We do have awesome teacher for junior high, and we created a Sunday school class and Bible study group for junior high, combining 7th graders and 8th graders. Confirmation class is intentionally, we focus about the faith formation. And this curriculum is just allowed for, created at the late age level and understanding level of the 8th graders and up. Instead of mixing it up, this class, with a different age group, we intentionally focus on this age group to make sure they know what they are doing. Like the graduate class curriculum does not work in an elementary school. And worse, elementary school curriculum does not work for the graduate school. They got their own curriculum to understand God and explore their faith so they can have their own choice of their faith. This young man and woman, they decide to say, Yes, I do believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, I would like to be part of this community, especially community of faith, our Redeemers, United Methodist Church. Do you know why? As you heard the testimony, their testimony, they saw God in you, each one of you. When you are standing and talking, when you guys are interacting each other, they saw God in you. It's because of that, instead of being confirmed in other church, they claim that this church to be the church they can nurture their faith. When they're down, they believe that you're going to lift them up and coaching them, guiding them. They're going to be supported by you. They have a faith in you. We have a faith in each other. That is called church. As a summary of this message, we all always run to win the race. Nobody wants to be in the game to lose. Everyone in the game to win. In order to win, we need to train ourselves and we need to have a focus. How are you doing with your faith? When you start up your faith journey, like our confirmant in this morning, do you still have that thrill and conviction in Christ? And that chill you had when you first experienced God's love, first love you had with Christ, do you have it? Probably today is a time. Today is a day again for you and me to revisit that first love when we experience God, like our confirmant. They are ready to go, ready to run. They would like to be a contributor. Do you know that they already fill out the pledge card and commitments, and they are doing the tithing for this congregation? They say the yes to the Lord, call me. I am gifted in this area. I am willing to contributors to the kingdom ministry in this place. They are willing to go extra miles for God because they experience God's love. Do you have this chill? Today is a day to revisit our first love moments when we start the first journey with Christ. By observing, by learning our confirmation in this morning. Confirmation and reaffirmation. Do we have it in this morning? We have many people who finish the race and show how to win the game. There are Christians who finish their lives still growing, still serving. Do you have those people in your heart? Do you have a hero in your heart? Yes, we do have Jesus Christ. But I do believe that some other person show God's power, God's love in your life, in your journey. When you feel down, you might remember. And we because of the lesson, because of influence of this person who already in the heaven, still influencing you. You may name this person in your heart in this morning who finished the earthly labor, but that person's ministry still continue in your life. I do have this person. This person is my mom who went heavenly home 3 years ago. Whenever I feel like I needed to let go of everything, I cannot do anything. I remember the last statement she made to me in her deathbed before she became unconscious. She said, "You can do it because you're my daughter." Whenever I feel like I needed to give up, I cannot do anything, I remember that statement. I can do it. My mom said that I can do it. That means I can do it. She was the one who gave me a birth, who brought me up, who can put up with me entire her life. If she said that I can do it, I can do it. No one cannot say I cannot do it because my mom said I can do it. Do you have someone like that? Hear the voice of God in this morning. the voice of God said, you can do it. You can finish the race you are in right now. You can successfully reach the end line and with a banquet prepared in heaven. You and I can finish this race by having Christ on our side. In this morning, I'm challenging you to finish the race God already put you in. Beginning is important, but finishing the line is more important than just beginning. Let us be the person who finished the race successfully by the power of the Holy Spirit.